Our next speaker is a native of Kentucky, and as an alumni of our organization, has been a longtime friend of agriculture and the FFA organization. He has served in numerous roles, including Kentucky State FFA president, state representative, and now serves as the secretary of the Kentucky Department of Agriculture. In his 3 years at the Kentucky Department of Agriculture, he has worked tirelessly to expand agriculture in rural communities and bring transparency to the industry of agriculture across the Commonwealth. His passion and heart for agriculture in this organization is immeasurable. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming from the state of Kentucky, Kentucky Department of Agriculture Commissioner James Comer.
Well, thank you all. On behalf of the 77,000 family farmers all across the beautiful Commonwealth of Kentucky, I bring you greetings. We're so honored that you're back in Louisville. You know, I'm a statewide office holder, and we work very hard to try to attract conventions and trade shows to this state. That's what this facility is all about. This is the largest convention held in the state of Kentucky each year, and we want to thank you for choosing Louisville, and we're proud of Louisville. And as Commissioner of Agriculture, I can tell you, here in Kentucky, we're experiencing a renaissance in agriculture. I say that because last year, farm sales grew by 20%. We're expanding agriculture every day. We're attracting new crops and new processors to this state on a daily basis. As a result of that growth and renaissance in agriculture, there's a huge demand. There's a huge demand for the next generation of agriculture leaders to emerge. There's a new demand for farmers. There's a new demand for scientists. There's a new demand for processors. And we're working very closely at the Department of Agriculture to help develop the next generation of farmers, the next generation of agriculture processors. And we can see that happening every day, and it's exciting. But there's no group that's more important to me as Commissioner of Agriculture and to all the agriculture leaders in this state than the FFA. And I say that because those of us who are in leadership positions, not just in Kentucky, but all across the United States, because I communicate with commissioners of agriculture in all 50 states, we know that when we look to hire someone, when we look to do a job, and we see that the person that is before us has FFA in their background, we know that that person has been developed as a leader. We know that person knows parliamentary procedure. We know that person can speak in public. We know that person will make a great addition to our team. So we work with FFA. We work with a program in Kentucky called the Beginning Farmer Loan Program. And there's a mindset out across many parts of America that says, well, we don't have any young farmers that are stepping up. That's not true in Kentucky. I don't think that's true anywhere, but it's not true in Kentucky, because we have more loans pending for beginning farmers than we've ever had. And we have more and more every day. So I appreciate that. And it's exciting to be a part of agriculture. But I can tell you on a firsthand basis, I wouldn't be where I am today were it not for the leadership skills I developed as a member of FFA. I know that being from a small town in South Central Kentucky, when I started in FFA, I was shy. I know the people that work for me in the Department of Agriculture won't believe that, but couldn't get in front of a crowd and speak. FFA trained me. I entered a lot of impromptu contests. I entered a lot of parliamentary procedure contests and lost, but I learned something from those losses, like many of you have learned when you started out. Every contest you entered, you didn't win. But I learned a lot. I learned a lot about teamwork. I learned a lot about setting goals and working to achieve goals. And that's what FFA is all about. I later became Kentucky State FFA president, and I can tell you that the experience that I gained from FFA and the network of people that I met through FFA helped me in my professional career as a farmer and small business owner, and it's helped me in my political career. Because the people in FFA back in the late 80s and early 90s when I was in FFA are now the leaders of their communities, they're now the CEOs of the companies, and they're now the biggest farmers in the state. So I want to commend you for being here today. You're a leader in your FFA chapter, or you wouldn't be at the National FFA Convention. And I want to commend you to take an active role. You will get out of FFA much more than what you ever put into it. Challenge you to enter every contest. I challenge you to make friends at this convention and at every FFA function that you attend throughout your FFA career, because it will pay huge dividends for you in the future. I will close by once again welcoming you to the beautiful Commonwealth of Kentucky. We hope that this is a great experience for you, and we hope that you'll come back to Kentucky very soon. Good luck and have a great National FFA Convention. Thank you all.